Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the biblical book of the prophet Isaiah. Lesson 4. The Heart Way. Monday. Foreseen consequences. I remember when we were a young couple, I had a special plan and I told my father-in-law to listen. I have a great idea. Tip, 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 tip. And he listened to it, said, yeah. And his face did not show any happiness. I could see he was just thinking about it. And I was full of fire. Oh, that's the best plan. And we will do this, and this will have wonderful effect for the future. And then I saw his face. And he said, well, if you go on like this, then these will be the consequences. What? But that's not good. No. I don't want to experience these consequences. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which decision will you make then? Well, I thought it's a good plan. Yeah, but when you see into the future, foreseen consequences, this will be the outcome in 5 years, in 10 years. Oh no, I do not want to end there. Yeah, then it's better not to start going off the track at the moment in this direction. I thought over it. If these are the consequences, I do not want to go there. And then my father-in-law said, oh, I wouldn't either. But because of the consequences in the far future. And he was wise. And I acted according to his wisdom. And it was good to do so. Now the wisest in the universe is God, isn't he? And he can foresee consequences of decisions you are going to make now. And he can tell you what will happen. But it can be that you look at the situation at the moment. You say, well, but I want to do this. And he allows you to do it. And he allows you to experience the consequences as well, which is hard and bitter, as we see with King Ahaz. For example, Isaiah told this king in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 23, and it shall come to pass in that day, he saw the consequences of this calling the king of Assyria for help. What will come out in the end? And it shall come to pass in that day that every place shall be where there were 1,000 vines at 1,000 silver lengths. So, wonderful area. It shall even be for briars and thorns. Thorns will be where it was a vineyard. With arrows and with bows shall men come thither, because all the land shall become full of thorns. It is foreseen if you go on like this. And how did the king act? He went on his stubborn way. He was told what the consequences would be. And he just went on. People were deported. The king of Assyria took them away. He devastated the land. Former vineyards became full of thorns and thistles. It was told beforehand what would happen. And it happened like this. Nevertheless, the king went on his way. So it would be wise to listen to God's foreseen consequences if you want to leave the track he has emphasized for you.